Chapter 8, World Record for Having the Best Secret. Thankfully, it didn't take too long to get to the Chinese restaurant. After we finished staring at the big orange and white fish swimming around in a giant tank in the waiting area, we found out Coach had our seats prearranged. He and Sonny sat on one side of the booth, and me, Lou, and Patty sat on the other side. The weird red vinyl seats oinked as we all shuffled in.
Okay, so you guys, pick anything you want on the menu.
Coach unbuttoned the top button of his shirt.
Anything at all. We're here to celebrate the newbies.
I didn't know how anybody else felt about picking anything on the menu, but I almost flipped out. I was so excited. I mean, I had been eating hospital food almost every day during the week for, I don't even know how long. I guess since my dad had been gone. So this was going to be heaven. We all checked out our menus, way more than what I usually see when me, Mom, King, and Aunt Sophie order in on the weekends. Me and Mom always get shrimp fried rice. Aunt Sophie gets crab sticks, which I always thought was a weird choice. And King, 9 times out of 10, orders a cheeseburger with 2 egg rolls. And when the food comes, me and King always throw the fortune cookies at each other and try to whack them to pieces with the chopsticks.
Is everyone ready to order?
A waitress had come over, pad in hand, to scribble whatever we said.
I am, Coach said.
Me too,
Patty said, closing her menu. I was ready too. Lou looked like he was still thinking about it, but we figured he'd be ready by the time the waitress got to him.
I'll have the shrimp lo mein, Coach said, with a Sprite.
Sesame chicken,
from Patty.
And to drink, do you have cherry Coke?
Cherry Coke, Lou balked.
Who drinks cherry Coke?
I do,
Patty said, holding her hand in front of his face to shut him up.
The waitress thought about it. I can put some cherry juice in a regular Coke. How about that?
Perfect,
Patty said, smiling. Lou moved her hand away.
And for you?
The waitress was talking to him now.
Oh, I'm not ready,
he said, picking up his menu again. Go ahead, ghost. I'm gonna have the Peking duck, please, and a lemonade.
Peking duck?
Lou again.
Not Peking, Sonny said. Peking. I'll have that too, please.
And to drink?
Sparkling water, please.